And we say good afternoon, or good morning, excuse me, and welcome to the Sports Connection on WKRV. It is 8:06 on this Saturday morning, and we're joined by Vandals basketball coach Joe Vanzo after the Vandals got their first win of the season, 57-44 yesterday over the Marshall Tiger or Lions. And coach, overall, got to be pretty pleased with some of the things you saw yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. We made big improvements from our opener Monday against North Clay. We got out to a really good start. Went in the first quarter 18-9, and we were able to lead wire to wire and pick up a win against a really strong Marshall team.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like that was probably the most impressive part about yesterday was that it was the fact that you guys really never trailed against a pretty good team.
Yeah, we set the tone early, and really I thought it started with our defense. Their guard, Peyton McGuire, is one of the best guards that we'll play against, that we'll see on our schedule. And we held him to 20 points, but more importantly, he was 9-for-26 from the field. And we didn't give him any easy baskets. Everything was contested, or he had to really work to get his shot. And by the fourth quarter, he was really tired. And Brenton just did a fantastic job guarding him and chasing him every minute that he was out there.
Yeah, that was one thing I noticed too. By the time the fourth quarter rolled around, he was pretty much kind of gasping for air and basically had to kind of hunt for every shot. And like you said, I mean, Brenton didn't give him anything easy to get look at.
Yeah, he played 26 minutes. He guarded him the entire time he was out there. When he wasn't on the floor, Patty McDowell guarded him and really did a fantastic job on him also. So it was really nice to have those two guys out there to play.
I thought in terms of offense, you got pretty good contributions both from Andrew Casey, who really did everything for you out there, and Quentin Stonball, who kind of just did a good job of controlling the pace and letting the game come to him.
Yeah, Andrew had a fantastic overall game. Really filled up the stat sheet. Rebounding, hit some threes. Made some shots and got to the foul line as well. Quentin got out in transition early and got some easy baskets, which got him going. That was really nice to see. And as I watched the game today, our worst quarter was our second quarter, where we had a lull on offense, and it became more clear that Lucas wasn't on the floor because he was in foul trouble. And, you know, even though he only ended up with 6 points, he pulled so much attention. He's such a presence around the basket. So when he was out there on the floor in the second half, to basically the entire half, it really opened up some things from Andrew in the high post, and it was a great team win.
You talk about the presence of Lucas, and he's one of those players that it's very rare that you see it at the high school level, but he can really affect a game without scoring.
Yeah, you know, he's such a threat. You got to be near him, because if he gets the ball with an angle around the basket, I mean, it's very high chance of scoring. So we have advantages with our two bigs, with Andrew and Lucas. And you know, even though, you know, Lucas only had 5 shot attempts, just him being out on the floor, you have to be more aware of where he's at and maybe not help as much on Andrew whenever he gets the ball in the high post and he's able to take advantage of it.
You talk about the struggles in the second quarter, and I thought the way that your defense was able to kind of keep you guys right in the ship, so to speak, to keep that lead going into halftime, I feel like that was a big difference maker in the game.
It was. It needs to be there for us all the time. I feel like we're a strong defensive team. We should be. Even on Monday night, I felt like our defense was okay. It's just our turnovers let us down, and maybe we gave up 60 points against North Clay, you know, and a lot of those were because of turnovers. So, you know, we were able to take better care of the basketball today. And I think conditioning was a factor, you know, just that we got 3 more days under our belt of practice time and being in the gym, you know, and us going from 24 turnovers that very first game down to 14 against Marshall. I think that was critical.
Yeah, that was another thing I kind of noticed too, is it makes a big difference in just how good you guys are as an offense whenever you're taking better care of the ball.
Yeah, our kids were more comfortable. You know, we were more comfortable playing at the pace that we wanted to play. you know, we had more of a rotation of guys, and it's seven guys, you know, and our kids were comfortable with that. I feel like we understand our roles, which I think is key, especially early in the season, you know. But just really proud of the effort and our ability to bounce back from Monday's disappointment. I mean, the first game of the season, you never really know what to expect. But it was the urgency that our kids showed yesterday against Marshall was very neat to see.
One kid I was kind of impressed with yesterday was Tanner Stone. He did a pretty good job, I felt like, filling in for Lucas whenever he had to sit out a majority of the second quarter with foul trouble, and whenever you were able to mix him in with Lucas and give Andrew a little bit of a breather. I felt like he did a really good job of holding the zone down there.
Yeah, his length is a factor. He's a really good athlete. He runs the floor, deflects passes, you know, goes after rebounds. You know, and had a big basket for us whenever we needed it. You know, finished with 4 points and 2 rebounds, which was huge off the bench for us. And he's a kid that we're expecting a lot out of this year.
You can definitely see that he's one of those kids that made a pretty big jump from sophomore year to the summer, then now from the summer to now, too.
Yeah. Tanner's he's a great kid. He works so hard in practice. And really, we saw it on – it was Wednesday in practice, the day before Thanksgiving. He had his best practice of the year. You know, we haven't had a lot of practices, obviously, but it was a day where he stood out. So him having a solid game for us yesterday did not surprise me at all. You know, so it's really nice to see him get in there and contribute, because we're going to need him.
You talk about not having as many days of practice, and I know that was one thing that you and I kind of talked about a couple weeks ago, is just the kind of a struggle that it gets whenever, you know, you're not practicing with a full team, and I felt like at times that's kind of shown through the last two games.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, but at the same time, I mean, we played 11 kids in that first game, and we were excited about that, and, you know, we felt like we needed to get through the game, but, I mean, 1 through 11 in practice, and we have more kids than that. We're 1 through 15 in practice. I mean, all of our kids are working hard. So, you know, it's much more comfortable to play, you know, 7 or 8 guys in a you know, consistent rotation where our kids, you know about how much they're going to play. But at the same time, you know, we believe in all our kids, you know, and they're all working hard. And we're looking to get a little bit better each day. And, you know, and I don't know if we'll get the game in today. It looks a little iffy against Newton, but, you know, whether it's today or whether we don't get out on the floor again until Monday, you know, our goal is just to get a little bit better. And if we do that by the end of the season, we'll be right where we need to be.
Talking about the depth too, I mean, I feel like that's one thing that really gives you guys a big advantage. I know you're, like you said, you're more comfortable playing 7 or 8 guys, but to be able to go 11 deep in case, you know, you have a guy getting in foul trouble, that's a pretty big advantage at the high school level.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even yesterday, because of the foul trouble and because of how physical they were, we needed a couple minute spurt, and it just happened to be Aiden Carroll yesterday. You know, he's a kid that has put in a lot of time in the weight room, and he's an athlete. He's a presence out there. You know, so for at that time in the game, you know, that is what we needed, and he was able to go out there and hold his own and you know, contribute.
Talking about, too, with the physicality, I felt like that was one thing that your guys didn't really shy away with, was, you know, giving the physicality right back to them whenever, sometimes as freshmen or sophomores last year or 2 years ago, that's one of those things that could have kind of made them fold a little bit.
Yeah, you know, our kids are a little older now. You know, they've played a lot of varsity basketball. You know, we've been in a lot of games, you know, and our we're expecting to, you know, make a step forward this year, you know. So that was something that did concern me coming into the game, with how physical those gigs were. You know, and as we broke the film down here looking at it, we won the rebounding battle, and we did on Monday night as well against a really good North Clay team, you know, on both ends of the floor. We out-rebounded them on offense, and we also, controlled the glass defensively, which is great to see. And if that's there for us, if we take care of the basketball and make shots, we're going to be tough to beat on a given night.
That's one thing that really can't take an off night is rebounding, and especially with the kind of team that you have here with athletes like Andrew and Lucas. If they pull down a rebound and they look up and they got Brenton on their right, Quentin on their left, you guys have a chance to really run a lot of teams out of the gym.
We want to play fast. We do. Transition is the best opportunity to score. It just is. That's whenever you can exploit an advantage. And the step for us is to be able to recognize that we have an advantage and get the shot that we want. But if we don't, making the right decision, and then, where it's more of a neutral situation where we don't have an advantage, we want to be able to run an action or run an offense to be able to get the shot that we want. And decision-making is such a huge part of basketball, and us making the correct decision and keeping that turnover number low is so huge for us.
Going back to Monday, I know you talked about how you didn't really know what to expect. And, no matter what the sport is, I feel like a lot of coaches are going to tell you that first game is the hardest game to prepare for. And it doesn't make any things easier whenever you're going up against a really good North Clay team that has a lot of experience under their belt.
Yeah, it's first game of the year. You really don't know. You don't know. You don't have a scouting report. You don't know what anybody else has. But I thought our kids competed well that night, especially with not having as much practice time as we talked about. I don't want to say it was the least prepared that a team I've coached has been in for the first game of their year, but it certainly was the least amount of practice time that we had, and it was one of those. I'm really happy that we get an opportunity to play them again, because I know they are really good and they're in the championship tonight. And they're a senior loaded team with a lot of experience. And our kids held their own. We were winning the game at halftime, and it was one of those things where we just kind of ran out of gas. It didn't have anything to do with not being prepared or anything like that. But getting three more days under our belt before game number two against Marshall was definitely a factor. And, I just kind of got some feedback from the kids once or twice during the game, and then afterwards, asking them how their gas tank was, how their conditioning was, and it was consistent that it was much, much better. And, that was something that we assess every day in practice, but, we really, really assess that and really tried to emphasize that on Tuesday and Wednesday at practice, and, a couple more days in the gym, and we were in much better shape yesterday than we were on Monday.
And I know that's one thing that we've talked about too, is there's a big difference between being in shape for a sport like football, where you get a little bit of a break in between plays, but basketball, you're constantly running up and down the floor, especially if you want to push the tempo.
Yeah, the constant running, your feet on the hardwood floor, the jumping, it's definitely different. I was proud of the step forward that we took, and hopefully we can keep it going here.
And of course, like you said, weather permitting, got to take on a pretty good Newton team for the fifth place consolation championship. But anytime you can get three games against some really quality three opponents, I'm sure you'll take that for the first week of the season.
Yeah, definitely. I know seeds don't mean a whole lot here early in the season, but we're playing the number two. We played the number two seeded team, and then we played the number three seeded team. And our next game here, if we get it in, Newton is the fourth seeded team. So we're playing some good basketball teams. Newton's a team that is on our schedule as well. Team that we lost to last year by 7 points, the regular season game, and they have a lot of their kids back from last year. I believe it's basically the entire team. So it'd be a nice test for us. So it's one that we're looking forward to for sure.